Okay, so we're off the Pasuk Yud Gimel. So I was, what we're talking about is that there was a storm. Yonah was in the ship, and the storm broke out, and they asked him who he was and who his God was, and he said, I believe in Hashem, in the one God, and so what happens? So Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Vayachteru ha'anoshim l'hashiv el hayabasha. The men, the sailors, v'yachteru, means they tried to bring the ship, l'hashiv el hayabasha, to return it to the dry land. V'yachteru really means, lachtor means to dig, like above machteres. Machteres is a tunnel, but he uses that word of digging, because rowing, when you row with oars, you're basically doing a digging kind of motion. So that's what it means. They tried to row it back to the shore. The lo yachelu, they were not able to. Ki hayom hoylech v'soyer aleihem, because the sea was getting more stormy and stormier. So vayikru el Hashem, they called to Hashem vayomru, and they said, Ano Hashem, al no noivdo b'nefesh yishaze. Please Hashem, al no noivdo, let us not be lost b'nefesh yishaze, because of the soul of this man. Meaning, what they're planning to do is throw him in, which is probably going to kill him, most likely going to kill him. So they said, Hashem, please let for us, we who are doing this terrible thing of killing a person, throwing him into the sea, let us not be lost because of it. Let us not be punished. Let us not be considered wicked people because we are throwing him into the sea. And do not place on us the innocent blood. Do not consider us as if we're spilling innocent blood. Ki ato Hashem kasher chafatzto asisa, because you are Hashem, as you will asisa, you have made it. In other words, this is your doing. This is the Malam explains what they're ending off with kasher chafatzto asisa. They're saying, don't consider that we're doing it. Let it not be considered as if we are the ones doing the action. It's you. You are clearly Hashem. So you are clearly giving a sign that we should throw him in. The Chazal say that it wasn't just that they threw him in once. What happens is they lowered him in. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says they lowered him in. They put his feet in, and then the storm stopped. They brought him out. The storm raged again. They put him a little bit deeper. The storm stopped. They took him out again and raged. It raged again. So there was clear sign from heaven that the storm was because of Yonah, and that if they throw Yonah in, they will be saved. So they took it as a sign that they were allowed to do it. It's an interesting question. Would it be actually permissible to do this? We know that usually if a group of people are in danger, their lives are in danger, they're not allowed to sacrifice the life of one of their lives in order for the sake of everybody else. The example given usually is like if there's a group of people being held hostage, and the people holding them hostage say, give us one of your men, and give us one of your people, and then we won't kill the rest of you. The halacha is they're not allowed to give him anybody. Because that would be considered giving him over to death, which they're not allowed to do. So really they would all have to die. It's possible that maybe this would be different, though, because in the case, the halacha stipulates that in a case where they designate a certain person, when they say, let's say the killers say, hand this out, that, you know, Reuven ben Shimon, that specific person, then the group is allowed to give over that person. So it might be, maybe you could say it's similar case like over here, that since it was clear that the storm was going on because of Yonah, and it was clear that it was all his fault, so maybe it would be considered that he was designated it almost by Hashem. Okay, let's see the next pasuk. Vayisu es Yonah, they carried Yonah, vayitiluhu el hayam, and they threw him into the sea, vayamid hayam mizapoy, and the sea stood from its anger. Vayiru ha'anoshim yira gedoyla, and the man feared a great fear, es Hashem, of Hashem. Vayizbechu zebach l'Hashem, and they sacrificed a sacrifice to Hashem. Vayidu nedarim, and they made nedarim, they made pledges. So what are the pledges over here? So Rashi explains that they pledged to become gerim. We know that there is such a. David HaMelech mentions that when he was in a time of danger, when he was in a situation of danger, he would make a nether. He would make a pledge. He would pledge to bring karbonos, pledge to do different mitzvos, and then he would fulfill them later when he was in the time when he was able to do so. So what these sailors did is they pledged to become geirim. Other mafarshim say that it means they pledged to bring karbonos. And when it says vayizbichu zavach Hashem, it means that they planned on doing that. It doesn't mean they actually did that yet. It means they said they would do that. Okay, so then the next parak talks about what happens to Yoinah. Vayiman Hashem dog gadol. Hashem designated or appointed a dog gadol, a big fish, livloya es Yoinah, to swallow Yoinah. Vayhi Yoinah b'me'ah dog. And Yoinah was in the stomach of the dog, shloisha yamim shloisha leilos, 3 days and 3 nights. Vayispalil Yoinah el Hashem alikav, and Yoinah daven to Hashem his God, me'e hadaga, from inside the stomach of the fish. So the Mefarshim point out that it's impossible to live even an hour in the stomach of a fish, naturally. So the fact that Yoinah was able to survive in the stomach of the fish for 3 days and three nights was a clear nace. It was a clear miracle. When Yoinah's davening, he's davening not just Hashem save. He knows already that Hashem is trying to keep him alive, wants him alive, because he's making a miracle that he's surviving in the belly of the fish. So what is he davening about? Well, the Medrash says that first he was swallowed. If you see the difference in the psukim, first it says Vayiman Hashem dog gadol, dog dalad gimel, and that which is a lashon zachar, it's masculine, and then it says mimei hadaga, in the innards of the daga, which was with the hay, which usually signifies feminine. So Chazal say that actually there was two fish. First Hashem brought a male fish that swallowed him up. And then Hashem brought a female fish, and the male fish coughed him up, spit him up, and he was swallowed again by the female fish. And when he was in the female fish, he was surrounded by the eggs that it was carrying, so it was much more uncomfortable. It was much narrower, much tighter. So he davened, that's when he was in the male fish, he didn't feel compelled to daven as much, because he had a little bit more room, a little bit more, it was a little bit more spacious. But when he came into the female fish, he was forced to daven. So really what he's davening for is he's saying, Hashem, I realize, I'm davening for my salvation, I realize that you're trying to keep me alive, that you want me to be alive, so please keep me, please bring me back to dry land. Actually, what one Mefar says, I forget who says it, but that really, since Yoinah was supposed to die, it was when he was in the ship, it was a decree that he would die, and that's when he was thrown in. When he was swallowed by the fish, it was almost like a new birth. He was like being reborn, and he was basically living as a fetus lives in the mother's stomach, which is in an aquatic environment, without air, getting its nourishment from the mother. So too, that's really how Yoinah was surviving. He was cramped in this dark space in the water in the fish's stomach, and he was getting nourishment from the fish. So he was really like another pregnancy, going through that again. So what he's davening is, Hashem, bring me through this pregnancy. This sort of pregnancy safe, and that I should be reborn. So Yonah's tefillah is Vayomer, and he said, Karasti mitzara li el Hashem. I called from tzara li, from being in the straits, from being narrowed, from being in a tight space, el Hashem, to Hashem Vayanini, and he answered me. Mi beten she'ol shivati, from the stomach of she'ol, which she'ol usually means a deep pit. And it usually refers to Gehenna. So from the stomach of Sheol, from this deep pit, Shivati, I cried out, Shamata Koyli, you have heard my voice. So what's obviously, what first comes to, what first is striking is that he's davening, but he's davening in the past tense, as if it already happened. He's saying, Hashem, I called you and you answered me. I cried out and you heard my voice. And the rest of the tefillah as well. So usually when you daven, you don't daven, oh Hashem, you already saved me. That's not davening. What's the point of that? So the Ben Ezra says that actually any time a Navi davens or says something to Hashem, it's with the Ruach Nevuah. It's with the spirit of Nevuah. So he knows what's going to happen. So really, this wasn't just a regular tefillah, a regular prayer, Hashem save me. It was Yonah was actually, he was being misnabe. He was saying over a Nevuah. He was a revelation of Nevuah. That Hashem, I see what you have planned for me, that you are going to save me. Batashlichim etzula bilvav yamim. You cast me into the watery depths, bilvav yamim, in the heart of seas. The heart of seas means the strong point of sea, of the sea. Vinahar yisoyveveni, and the river surrounds me. So what's this river? Isn't he in the middle of the sea? In the sea? Why did he mention river? So the Ben Ezra says that he was in a place where the river joins the sea. Kol mishbarecha vigalecha alai avaru. All of your mishbarim, all of your waves. So the difference between galim and mishbarim is galim is the regular term for waves, and mishbar is from the shoresh of shever, of breaking. That's when they're very strong, like stormy waves. So your mishbarim and your waves alai avaru passed over me, meaning I'm in the fish. The fish is swimming through waves and stormy waters. I'm going through that as well. V'ani amati, I said, Nigrashti minegnei necha. I was banished from before your eyes. That's what I said. That's what I thought. However, oisif lahabit, I see that, no, in truth, oisif lahabit, I will continue, I will once more be able to gaze el heichal kochecha to the heichal, your holy heichal, your home. So what's this referring to? So what does it mean? He said, I said to myself, Nigrashti, I was banished from in front of your eyes. So Pashpachad means a simple meaning. It means I said I was going to die. When a person is dead, he's no longer, so to speak, in front of Hashem's eyes. He's not in the world. He's gone. But the Malbim explains means a little bit more. It means that Nigrashti Minegnei Necha means that I saw that I was no longer under your Hashgacha. I'm sorry, not the Malbim. I believe this is the Radak. The Radak says this. That I'm no longer under your Hashgacha. I'm no longer under your divine providence. Hashem, we know Hashem controls everything. He sees everything that goes on and he controls all the happenings in the world. I said when I was thrown into the sea, I thought that you're no longer taking care of me, and that not only that, but I would not be able to receive any more nevuah. I was not in front of your eyes anymore, Hashem. I thought you were not looking at me anymore, and you're not giving me nevuah anymore. However, oisif lahabit, I see now from the fact that you sent me the fish, that you're clearly making miracles in order to preserve me. That therefore I understand that I will be able to gaze once more on Heichal Kochecha. So what's Heichal Kochecha? Usually the Heichal refers to Beis HaMikdash. And so the Rambam Farshim said that's what it means. That it means I know I will be able to return to Beis HaMikdash from where I will draw inspiration for Nevuah. The Ibn Ezra says Heichal Kochecha, El Heichal Kochecha means Heichal Kochecha means refers to the heavens, to the sky. The sky is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's main dwelling place is in the heavens, is in Shemayim. So that's what's called Heichal Kochecha. I thought I was going to die. He's saying, I thought I was going to die. I would never be able to look, gaze upon the heavens anymore. Afafuni Mayim Ad Nefesh. Water surrounded me, Ad Nefesh, until point of death. Tehoyim Yisoyviveni. The depths surrounded me. Suf Chavush L'Roshi. Suf is the reeds. usually refers to reeds. Like the Yam Suf is the Red Sea. It's really because it's called that because of the reeds. So usually in the deep sea, there's no reeds. That's like the riverbank. So what it means is the Suf, the Mepharshim explained, means any growth, a little plant growth that's in the water. So here it would refer to like seaweed or something, or something else. So Suf Chavush L'Rashi means the Suf, or the plants became, the water plants became tied to my head. So actually Rashi gives a midrashic explanation that it means Suf Chavush L'Rashi, while I was in the fish, Hashem showed me a vision of the Kriyas Yam Suf. L'kitzvei harem yaradati, to the ends of, to the edges of mountains yaradati, which means that the mountains that are in the ocean, right? Mountains begin in the ocean. So to the ends, the very roots of the mountains, I went down, I descended. Ha'aretz, b'richeha ba'adi la'olam, the land, b'richeha ba'adi la'olam, I thought, it's b'richim. A b'riach is when you have a door. A way to lock it is you put a pole through the a rod, a pole through the door, through a hole. That's called a briach. It's a hole. It's a locking mechanism. So I said that the land would lock itself ba'adi, against me, without in front of me, la'olam, forever. Vata'al mishachas. However, what happened was vata'al mishachas chayai. My life went up, arose from shachas, from gehenim, or over here means from the pit. Hashem Elokai, through Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God. Chazal do say, Rashi brings that Hashem showed him a vision of Gehenna. It was pretty miserable down there where he was in the fish. He wasn't having a good time, that's for sure. He's speaking like as if he was in Gehenna. Wasn't really in Gehenna, but Gehenna was visible to him. Chazal also say, I believe that just Hashem preserved him in the fish's belly, derech nes, through a miracle, but it doesn't mean it was comfortable for him. It was very uncomfortable, it was very unpleasant for him. B'hisatef alai nafshi es Hashem zacharti. When my soul wrapped itself around me, Es Hashem Zacharti, I remembered Hashem. B'satav alai nafshi is a language that you find many times in Tehillim. Tefila la'ani ki yatoif, b'satav alai nafshi. In Tehillim it says also, and it literally means to wrap. B'sitof, like l'satav batzitzis, to wrap yourself in the talus. But it's an expression, it's like an idiom that means when I was overwhelmed by troubles, but overwhelmed by grief. I was like wrapped within myself. That's how the Mepharshim explain it. So when I was wrapped myself with grief, as Hashem Zacharti, I remembered Hashem. And I damned it. V'atova eilecho tefilosi, and my tefillah came to you, el heichal kochecho, to your heichal. Mishamrim havleshav, those who hope to havleshav, to nothingness, to futility, chastom ya'azoivu. So there's one explanation. This refers to just any idol worshippers. He's saying those unlike me, idol worshippers, mishamrim lahav leishav, those who hope to things which are nothing, they hope to the idols, they hope that their salvation will come from idols. Chastom ya'azoivu, chastom, the thing that they chastom, the one who's really doing kindness with them, i.e., Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yazoivu, they will leave. They abandon Hashem and they go and they hope to and they pray to things which are havlishav. Another pshat is that is going on the sailors with whom he was sailing before, who used to be mishamrim havlishav. They used to be ovdei avodah zarah. They used to be idol worshippers, and chastam yazoivu, they abandoned their god. They abandoned their false god. The God that they did chesed with, the God which they used to give sacrifices and offerings to, which is called the chastam, the one they did chesed with, they abandoned. In other words, because of my of the nace that was done through me with the throwing into the ocean and the storm, came out with a big Kiddush Hashem, and it caused them, the sailors, to be inspired to become Gerim. Vani, and me, and I, b'kol toida ez b'chalach, I will sacrifice to you b'kol toida with a voice of thanksgiving. Asher nadarti, ashalema, that which I have pledged to bring, a karbon, ashalema, I shall fulfill. Yeshua sal Hashem, my Yeshua comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll stop there.